Lean in. This is Ken Jones for KBOO News in Depth.
Connect with your favorite community radio station on social media.
Our Facebook page is facebook.com/KBOOMRadio.
And follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/KBOO.
We also have a YouTube channel at youtube.com/KBOO Radio.
We also provide content to the free music archive.
An interactive library of high-quality legal audio downloads.
That's at freemusicarchive.org/curator/KBOO.
You can find all of this and more on the KBOO website, kboo.fm.
Thanks for listening.
The time is 6 p.m. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next is Labor Radio.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Labor Radio. Of the working class, by the working class, for the working class. This is Jamie Partridge. I'm your co-host. I'm here with Amanda Hill, my other. Hello, Amanda.
Good evening, Jamie. Tonight we have two guests with us. We have Erin Byram from the Labor's Community Service Agency, and she's brought along Becky Wright, who's a retired Portland Federation of School Professionals Local 111 member and a volunteer with Labor's Community Service Agency. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. This is an honor to be here. I appreciate the invite.
Thanks for coming. We're really excited about learning more about your agency.
So I'll dive on into it if
okay,
you like.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about the agency, what your background is, and how you came to become the executive director of Labor's Community Service Agency.
Well, that one's short and sweet. The wonderful Vicki Burns went and retired on us. So I interviewed for the executive director. I've been with Labor's Community Services for about 5 years. I've been executive director since February. And I haven't burnt the place down yet. That's my my bar on success so far, so I'm pretty excited. I've been in organized labor for 10 years. I know the wonderful Jamie Partridge interviewed me when I was new staff at Unite Here, Local 8. Yeah, I was rank and file, came out as a boycott coordinator and stayed on as a business, as an organizer there.
HERE is what? What does that stand for?
Thank you. Hotel and Restaurant Employees Union.
Thank you.
Awesome, incredible people doing work over there. So, and a lot of the people I came out of the shop with are running that local. So it's a really...
Which shop?
Local 8, Unite Here.
And where did you work?
I worked at the Hilton, the downtown Hilton. I was a waitress.
Yes. Right.
And I remember going in there and being like, the Hilton is so generous. The benefits here are amazing. this is the coolest. What's this? Union. Okay. And then I became a shop steward. And of course, then I went and worked for the local, and they couldn't get rid of me after that. So, and then I eventually moved on to Labor's Community Service Agency. I've been there about 5 years. OPEIU, Local 11, member now. We are the labor movement's 501c3 nonprofit. So labor hits hard. We do a lot of great work out there. Labor's Community Service is more of the soft side of labor. We have three kinds of programs. The first one is safety net programs, where we have helping hands. We can help folks going through a tough time. Maybe a spouse dies, or you know, their children's sick and they can't work. We can jump in and help out with rent or utilities. Dealing with a lot of working families living in their car right now.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, even the amount I can, you know, people are calling saying, I found a place in Cornelius. And I need $5,200 to move in.
Hmm.
And I'm like, are you, oh my God, like there's no nonprofit that can help with that amount. So I help them try to piece it together. I have an apprenticeship assistance program. You know, we had an apprentice, his apartment complex burned down. What happens is these apprentices, they're usually younger, and that throws them out of school. Like, they're trying to deal with this crisis. So this is a great retaining program that we have, and we can help. Actually, the amount we had to assist with them got him into a new rental, renting a room, and he was able to stay in the program and stay at work. So We also do dislocated worker. If there's a layoff in the company, we can go out and I team up with someone from unemployment insurance to come up and do one-on-one questions and stuff. So if there's a layoff in your workplace, give us a call. I'm the labor liaison for that.
Mm-hmm. I can really attest to the wonderful work that your agency does. I've had members from my own union that I've referred, and their report back to me has just been that the agency is so gracious and you know, just extremely helpful. And so I want to give a personal shout out to your agency for, you know, helping my members. It's really was quite easy to work with you.
Oh, no. And honestly, I say this, and I don't know if it sounds cheesy, but it's our honor. It's an honor for us to jump in there and help these folks in a time of need. So we're happy to do it. We also have a great educational program at the Labor Day Picnic. We've trained this last one. I say trained. That's hilarious. We had about 400 kids running around learning about 27 unions at that Labor Day Picnic. And, you know, going in to get their stamp at the OFNHP spot, they have to answer a question about what OFNHP does. And then they run over
to... What does OFNHP do? Yeah,
Oh, we represent nurses and healthcare professionals such as opticians, which I am, dental hygienists, mental health providers, lab technicians, a variety of different professionals in the healthcare industry. We represent at Kaiser Permanente and Peace Health in Vancouver as well as in Eugene.
So the kids go on the scavenger hunt and they find out about these different unions.
Yeah, 27 unions. They get a little booklet that has all the union logos. That's one of our educational programs. We've forced labor education on about 2,000 little kids so far. So we love that program.
So wait, before we go farther, and we'll do this a couple times during the program. Why don't you tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you?
Yes. So one of the things we're pretty active on Facebook, that's LCSA Portland for Labor's Community Service Agency Portland. That'll keep you up to date. Okay. Our website is lcsaportland.org. Now, those are all Portland-centric sounding. Mm-hmm. I need to change those names. We serve all of Oregon and Southwest Washington. So our phone number, if you want to call and say hello, is 503-231-4962.
Great. 503-231-4962. Mm-hmm. All right. So we know that Labor's Community Service Agency is supported by the United Way of Columbia and Willamette and by contributions and fundraising efforts. What kind of fundraising does LCSA do?
Well, I'm really glad that you included this question because about our incredible partnership. A lot of unionists don't know this, and that's my job to get the word out. Did you know that every time Labor's Community helps a union member in a time of need, United Way's there. Their funds are involved. That they help educate the youth on our living wage jobs through the scavenger hunt. They are part of that program. Hmm. They sit on our board. And they volunteer at our actions. So we have a very active partnership with United Way of the Columbia Willamette. They're very pro-labor. They did a bunch of construction, hired Hoffman, you know, make sure that it was all union done. And I'm proud of it. They've been supporting us for 43 years now.
Uh-huh. And yeah. So when a United Way drive, fundraising drive happens at your workplace, you know that some of that money is going to Labor's Community Services.
Definitely, because, I mean, there's a lot of charitable things to give out that right now, but if you're looking for something that supports labor, that's a really great option, and it helps us, you know. They support us financially and through being part of all of our programs, and we need to show our thanks to them by giving.
And folks, when they give it at their workplace to United Way, they can designate? Is that usually how it happens?
Yeah.
They can designate.
You can give to United Way. You can donate to, you know, the no-kill shelter down the road that you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. Anything you're passionate about with United Way, they have a nonprofit that they support, just like they support us. If you're passionate about Labor's Community Services, you can designate Labor's Community Services on that giving campaign.
Yeah, and one of the things I also do is I have my Fred Meyer card. Giving you whatever small amount they give you from every time I use my Fred Meyer card.
So. Yes, please. Thank you. When you sign up for your community rewards, Fred Meyer's doesn't affect your points or anything. You can designate Labor's Community Service Agency. You just search for it. We get about $100 a month just in free money from Fred Meyer's. You can't beat that. And it goes right into our program. So please do that.
Free money.
Yeah. And so what other kinds of fundraising do you do for Labor's Community Services?
You know, we have a big Well, I'm the new executive director, so I'm rethinking everything, so nothing's really solidified. But we have a very big spring fundraiser. We had a successful fundraiser. Unions gave quite a bit. We have solid funding from our United Way of the Columbia Willamette. I also get money from the state. I have a state grant that for the Dislocated Worker Project. And I go out and do that work, help work sites when they're going through a layoff, stand in front of the members and help them with questions. So another way to give is to give to the Presence for Partners event, which Becky, the volunteer extraordinaire, will be talking about in a minute. But you can also give to that. We have a donate button on our website. So lcsaportland.org, you can go on there and donate directly.
And I know that you're supported by the Northwest Oregon Labor Council and the Southwest Washington Labor Council as well. I know that one of the things that we do every month at the Labor Council is do a 50-50 drawing where you get a portion of that. Mm-hmm. And at the Southwest Washington Labor Council Awards Dinner,
yes.
There was the buckets that we put the chips into, and mm-hmm. so
yeah, we just got our check from that. Thank you.
Right on.
That was awesome.
So, how did the relationship with the labor councils start?
Oh my gosh, 1974. Like with Labor's Community Services, Northwest Oregon Labor Council, and AFL-CIO Oregon, and the United Way got together. I think it was called Community Chest. Back then, and it was social services for union members in a time of need. I don't like calling it social services. People have a funny feeling about that word. I call this solidarity.
Love it.
You know, when my sister or brother, literally in my family, is in need, I help. Great. When my sister and brother in the unions are in need, I mm-hmm. help, and that's mm-hmm. solidarity with each other. But I work really closely with the Oregon Labor Council, really closely with Shannon up there with the Southwest Washington. That they do a great toy drive mm-hmm. and donate. And also, I've been up to the Longview CLC also. You know, I like to keep close relationships with all of them. They're always very supportive.
And you mentioned that you cover all of Oregon. So mm-hmm. are you involved in the other labor councils within Oregon as well?
I thought they were, didn't they go away?
It's all consolidated into
the CLC.
Yeah, one, except for the Northwest Oregon Labor Council.
Yeah.
Which yeah. Yes, before then I did. And now I keep in close contact with, I was just on the phone with the Southern Oregon AFL-CIO rep, you mm-hmm. know, talking about we have wildfire assistance mm. right now. Someone was affected by the wildfires, had to pay heavy boarding fees for their horses, you know, whatever it was. We can help with food, and we just had that program going on. So talking to some Southern people for the Checo Bar Fire.
That's, I just never would have thought of something like, you know, boarding for your horse during
right?
a wildfire.
Mm.
That becomes so necessary, obviously. Mm. It's really awesome that your organization can help with that kind of thing. So I know that your organization relies heavily on volunteers, and you've brought one of your volunteers with you here today. Would you tell us a little bit about the types of volunteer opportunities that are available, and then we'll have Becky talk about her experience.
Now, Becky here, she's my volunteer extraordinaire. She's on the Presence for Partners Planning Committee for many, many years. She's on my fundraising committee. She's taken my resource navigator training. I should probably pay her at this point. She should probably unionize and demand some rights, I think. So I love some Becky. She's been in the office just helping me with regular stuff. Some of the things we need with volunteer opportunities, and these are best, you know, keeping active on our Facebook page. I put out blasts on that. We have the Presence for Partners Holiday Giving Party coming up. We have 150 volunteers, unionists, that pulled off that event. We feed 700 that day. It's pretty big. And Team Labor. Just this last weekend, I joined up with the carpenters specifically for this one project, and we went out to Clackamas County and built those little pod homes mm-hmm. For Clackamas County homeless or houseless veterans.
Okay.
We had about 24 carpenters out there, and me.
Wonderful.
You know, wheelbarrow, picking up the scrap, no skills at all with this. I'm a convener of people. I have no mm-hmm. trade skills, so lots of volunteers with team labor events that I have. We help low-income housing, we can do repairs that are not getting done. We go out there and do that a lot for citizens around us who could use the help. So, and yeah, let's introduce Becky.
Before you go on to do that, you mentioned Resource Navigator. Mm-hmm. Training. What is what is that?
So Resource Navigator training is me and my colleague, Erin Nicole Gilday. She's brand new. I'm excited. She's been there 3 months, and she's a fantastic facilitator. It's a free training LCSA provides to your union staff, to your shop stewards, to your executive boards, like how to listen effectively to your members in need, how to help them prioritize what it is they need, how to access 211, which is community services. Over 50,000 community services can be overwhelming. So I do a 45-minute bit on how to utilize 211. And then practice scenarios on how to sit down with a member and talk through what's going on in their life and talk through how to get them to community resources. That's available. Gosh, we've done about 24 unions so far that we've done this training to, and we love doing it.
Great.
I tell this little story. My stepfather worked in the steel mills for 25 years. And when he had a problem on the work floor with the boss, he went to a shop steward, right? And he goes, and Aaron, when I had a problem at home, I went to my shop steward. They knew everything to help us with anything. It was family. Our union was family. And that's what Resource Navigator training is. It brings that kind of family feel. If you have a problem, reach out to your union. They know how to help you no matter what it is. So we're proud to do that training. Call us or email me, director@lcsaportland.org, and say we're interested in the Resource Navigator training. We'll head out. We go to your site. And we train whoever you want us to train.
That's awesome.
Cool. Yeah. So you were about to introduce us to Becky.
Yes. You're on there, Beck.
Well, I don't really know what you would like to know about me, but I was 27 years.
Yeah. In tell us how you got involved.
Special ed with Portland Public Schools. And at that time, I decided there's a need for me to be doing something to give back to my community and also through labor. And the PFP program,
Presence
from Partners, pardon me, was just kind of something that really pulled me in because it was a program giving to children. And it's at such an instrumental time of the year for these kids. And so many of them are, you know, homeless or in a bad situation. And with Presence from Partners, of course, we are very concerned about labor and making sure that people in labor who have been laid off or without, you know, income to take care of their children during this time, we give a fantastic party. And I'll never forget one year. This young boy came off the elevator, and he was probably, 16, and he had kind of a sad look about him, and I said, "Are you okay?" He said, "Well, I got a Fred Meyer gift card for my mom because we need food so bad," and it just about broke my heart. So I said, "You go back upstairs right now, and you fill up a bag just for you," because you are the type of person who is so loving, so caring, and that's what we're all about. Presence from Partners is a very loving, caring, just a wonderful experience. And with the amount of volunteers that we have, we just give so much to kids, and it's all about seeing that child's face.
It really is. I've volunteered a couple of years, and you leave that event with such a full heart. It's incredible.
Yeah. You come out of there, even though you may not be in the best of, in the best of straits right yourself, but you come out of there thinking, oh my God, how lucky I am to be doing this for someone. And it's just a fabulous, fabulous thing.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to KBOO Portland. This is Labor Radio, and we're talking about labor's community services. Does your union get involved with more?
Oh, yes.
More
do they get involved?
Yes,
they
they're very
run the
involved.
Show. Yeah.
Yes, we have been well. I myself have been probably involved with Presence from Partners for the last 8 years, and our union has been very involved in the last several years. We do all the inventory of all the toys that are brought in.
Hours and hours of inventory.
And we have a woman who loves to do decorating, so she does all the decorations. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Mrs. Claus, who's part of our organization, and then many of us do the registration. But we're very involved with this, and I started when I was working still making boxes to put at the different school sites for people to put their toys and other things that, you know, children would like.
So these are Portland Public School sites?
Yes, Portland Public School sites, yes.
Your union is the union of school professionals.
Yes, we are, yes.
Yeah, Portland Public Schools.
All the classified, right.
And I got to yell out to Belinda Regan and Michelle and Kathy Muir
and
they with PFSP and all the members that do it. Like I said, Mrs. Claus is a school secretary.
Yes.
Mr. Claus is a retired electrician.
Lovely.
So the Longshore donate 80 bikes. Union Cab give a ride to any family that doesn't have transportation to and from.
And the bakers.
The bakers bring all the cakes to Lansing and Bakers 114 donate the cakes. The IBEW, Federal Credit Union, have a parent's gift room where the kids get to go in and pick a gift or two gifts for their caregivers. Sometimes it's parents, sometimes it's not. And then we take those little gifts and we wrap it up. And the kids will run down the hall with a bag full of loot of their own toys, but all they're yelling is, I've got something to give to you at Christmas. I've got, you know, teasing their parents. And Longshore Credit Union is a huge donor. They practically run that toy room upstairs.
Yep, I had a little feedback there.
Yeah,
but tell us a little bit more about what happens at this your favorite party, presents from partners.
So who we invite?
Yeah.
It's about, you know, last year was about 70% labor families going through a tough time. You know, we're not exactly like critical of what is the need. Like if unions refer you, we know you're in need. And about 70% labor families, 30% nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
Every year we've invited Right to Dream to families. Ibrahim, I worked closely with him.
Which is homeless folks.
Yeah, they're at a homeless rest stop. Yes. And that's a lot of the usage for Union Cab, is getting those families to and from. It's at the Sheet Metal Hall. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty excited about that. It's a referral program, so we blast out the referral forms through the labor councils, and then I make sure any non-affiliated union, I also personally blast those out to make sure they have them. Everybody's invited. And then 30% are the nonprofit families we invite. Well, we had ice apocalypse last year. I had a nervous tick by the time that was over. Oh, my gosh. But I had families, like a mom calling me, and she's like, are you having this party? Are you having the party? Mm-hmm. And I was like, we got to make sure it's safe enough. We don't know what's going to happen. And she was just crying. And she's like, if you don't have this party, I have zero to give to my kids for a holiday. So, I'm tearing up. So we just trying to figure out plans to get those toys. But we ended up having the party. We usually help about 300, 350 kids. We have some leftover toys because labor is super generous, and we go and donate those to like snowcap charities and community nonprofits to make sure they get to other children in the name of labor. So, you know, it's about 150 volunteers. We even have a volunteer lounge, you know, where they can scoot away and relax. And it's quite the show. There's about 10 stations the kids go through the whole day.
Oh,
UFCW has jumped in this year.
Oh, right on.
And that's going to be the UFCW grocery store. Hmm. So as the kids are off having fun, because parents are not allowed in the toy room, they mess it up every year. They tell the kids what to choose. We don't let the parents in the toy room anymore. The parents, while they're waiting, they get to go in the UFCW grocery store, and for free, obviously, they get to shop for a great holiday meal. You know, get the potatoes, get the yams, get the boxed stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the very end, they get a gift card. This is all fundraised through UFCW. They get a gift card, you know, for however much, I'm not sure, to buy a ham, a turkey, a tofurkey, whatever they
just
want.
For listeners who may not know, UFCW is the Food and Commercial Workers Union that represents grocery store workers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have so many unions. Last year alone, over 40 unions participated in some form or another to make this happen.
So how could our listeners get involved if they wanted to help out with this project?
Yeah. Well, again, That Facebook page is where we do the outreach. There's also a Presence from Partners. If you go to Facebook, Presence from Partners, I think it's Union's Labor of Love is the name of it. You can keep it up to date that way, too. If you're, like, desperate to get involved, you know, give me an email, director@lcsaportland.org, and we'll get you in touch. I'm telling you, we have 150 spots, and I usually, after I'm done with all the Amandas and the Beckys who do it every single year and have a retaining spot, I have, like, 30 spots left. Like, when people donate or when people volunteer once, they always volunteer again.
That's right.
Yeah, it is an event that you want to return to.
Yeah. Did I miss anything, Becky?
Well, I was thinking about our drop-off boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I can't even put them on a flyer anymore. There's like 30 places. But Layuna 483 at the Madison Building has a drop box. All the Sunrise Dental have a drop box.
Oregon Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals.
Yes, so you guys have a drop box.
Jobs with Justice.
Yep.
Yeah. AFT does. American Federation.
AFT over in
teachers.
Beaverton.
Yeah.
OPIU Local 11 up in Vancouver. Like, the list goes on and on and on. So, or you can just bring them by to LCSA. We are in the IBEW Federal Credit Union building on 99th and Southeast Washington. And just drop it off in the credit union. They're huge partners of ours.
Wonderful. So, with the changes in the national political climate, I would expect that organizations such as LCSA will see their utilization go up. Federal funds for social services dry up. Are you making plans to increase your programs?
I am. We had that fundraiser in spring, and the unions gave and said, we believe in LCSA programs. Want to keep those going, donate, right? And so they did. And I thought, what do I do with these funds, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I thought, oh my gosh, what's going to happen in 2018? It's with the Supreme Court thing coming up, the right to work. So I'm just tucking it away and kind of making a cash for just to see what happens in 2008 and expand the programs as needed is the plan. Great. Things are too uncertain.
Yeah.
And the Trump budget, you know, slashes dislocated worker programs by 50%. So I, you know, what's going on with my grant there? Like, there's a lot of uncertainty next year, and you know, for all nonprofits, all nonprofits are a little scared right now about a lot of things. So I'm just kind of keeping that money, and I'll be fundraising again this spring, making sure that we have the funds that are there as needed.
Does that fundraiser have a name?
LCSA Spring Fundraiser. I went all out on
all
that.
Right. So does LCSA have any other events that need our support besides the Spring Fundraiser and the
Presence from Partners?
Presence for Partners?
Yeah. I one of my favorite programs is called Team Labor. I spoke a little bit about it. And that's basically our community impact program. And like last weekend, we did those just in the name of labor going out. And all unions, every single union does amazing charitable giving on their own. But Team Labor is a way to do it all together on a larger scale. And, you know, gosh, it wasn't even that long ago we went out, and IBW Local 48 and UA290 jumped in and put a hot water heater in a mobile home. There were two elderly disabled folks living there, sweet people, and they had gone a year with no hot water.
Oh my gosh.
And honestly, probably would have died with no hot water. Mm-hmm. Like, they would have lived the rest of their lives without it. And we went out there as Team Labor, and it was so easy for them. They just slammed it in there. I work a lot with Rebuilding Together Washington County, is an amazing nonprofit. And we just went out there as a bunch of unionists and put that in. So we like to do those kind of things. You can find information on Team Labor on LCSA Portland Facebook group. And so, yeah, just the Presence from Partners, the Team Labor. Donate to your United Way workplace campaign. Or donate to lcsaportland.org. We have a donate button there.
Do you also have a volunteer button on your website?
I need one. You know what we need a volunteer? Is there's any volunteer who can help with our website? This is a great shout out time.
The
for
call
that.
Has gone out. Yeah. Labor's Community Service Agency needs tech help.
Yes, we do. We had a phenomenal accountant, and he did that. he did it for us, okay? And he's gone. He's moved on to a really great job. We're still in contact, great guy, but I'm in need of tech help.
There you go.
So. Are there any other last thoughts you want to leave with our listeners before we wrap up the show?
Becky, did I forget anything?
I can't think of anything right offhand. I think it's just a wonderful organization that does so much, not just for labor, but also for the community, and brings the community awareness about labor. Mm-hmm. And it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to be a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Becky. Yes. And Aaron from Labor's Community Services. I wanted to make sure our listeners know about the school board meeting tomorrow night. The Portland Association of Teachers is asking folks to come help them pack the school board and help kick off their contract campaign for decent compensation, decent class size, and wraparound services for all children the school's parents, Portland students deserve. 6 o'clock at 401 North Dixon, the school administration building. And that wraps it up. For Labor Radio tonight and every Monday night, I'm Jamie Partridge with Amanda Hill and Aaron Byram and Becky Wright from Labor's Community Services. Thanks to Mike, our engineer, and stay tuned for Prison Pipeline.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Cable Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Muertos PDX 9th annual Dia de los Muertos celebration on Sunday, November 2nd at noon at Adios Cinema in Portland. Muertos PDX will be hosting its annual Dia de los Muertos celebration with musical performances, a children's story time, Calavera decorating stations, mariachi, Katrina's traditional Mexican cuisine, and much more. A portion of this year's proceeds will benefit Oregon por Mexico for earthquake relief in Mexico. Again, that's Muertos PDX 9th annual Dia de los Muertos celebration on Sunday, November 2nd at noon at Adios Cinema, 226 Southeast Madison Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.